Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, final hour of the program.
The R.
Ahead of the holiday. Holiday. Yeah, we're just getting warmed up. We did some tattoo talk. We talked about Thanksgiving sides. We didn't do a bunch of top fives. We just got into some guy talk mixed therein, and women jump in too. Everybody going to get a tattoo. Everybody loves to eat. Different levels.
Everybody's doing it.
Well, that too. We had that conversation along the way, too. At LeVar Arrington on Twitter, at King of the Mammals, where you find him on Instagram. Find me over at Swollen Dome. Best of podcast going up about an hour from now on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your audio. Look for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Wednesday edition, to hear LeVar and I break down all the good, the bad, the ugly in the sporting universe. And there's a lot of good in the world, so we try to put the spotlight on that as we can. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I raise my hand on all the Barry Tom Brady talk, but we'll hear from Bruce Arians, who seems to like to do that at the podium. Why? Because it's fun. Hot take nonsense is a beautiful thing, but one piece of negativity that we can't get around LeVar for week 12 in the National Football League, we lost our big feature Thursday night football game between the Steelers and the Ravens. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak within the Ravens, they had a coach who was found to have been running around without a mask and without his device for, you know, that they all had agreed to wear in terms of whereabouts and taking care of team business. So it's been traced back. We always look for a scapegoat and a fall guy. Well, they found their fall guy. But number of players on the COVID list, including two of their running backs, four staff members. So the game gets postponed until Sunday. Now, it's not a Sunday night game. Why? Because you got Bears-Packers in that window. So it'll be an early Sunday game.
It doesn't make sense to me, man. Like, I guess the reason why I'm so hateful about this right now is because it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I would fully anticipate and expect that if you're dealing with something that made you have to cancel the game for tomorrow, or if you're on the East Coast today, how do you think you're going to get that rectified and under control and feel confident and comfortable about it on Sunday?
Right. Are they going to move it again to Monday if need be, or Tuesday?
Or just postpone it?
Well, because, look, you start shifting this anymore. As we talked about before, the Ravens are on a Thursday window next week. So it's not like you have a big stretch for them to recover. The Steelers players, as we chronicled earlier in the show, they all took to social media, and they got bashed for it. But I understand their frustration, right? They lost their bye week, got moved up to week four. Nobody wants a bye week in week four as an NFL team. You play the league. You didn't want your bye week that early.
No, you didn't want it early.
Right? When you're talking about the sweet spot is in that week eight, week nine, week 10,
mid-season.
Thereabouts.
Yeah,
right. Middle of the season, maybe a little past that point because, well, you need that week is to recuperate, especially if you're looking at the long playoff run. And even if not with the playoff run, just to get yourself into a good frame of mind to finish off what sometimes for players has got to be a very difficult thing of playing out the string, as we'd call it, right? For their job, that's us from the outside looking in. Clearly, for players, they're trying to make sure they're still putting good tape together to keep that next contract. But for this particular game, you've even got the Ravens calling out the NFL on Wednesday saying player safety's a joke. Derek Wolfe took to Twitter, quote unquote, player safety, three laughing, crying emojis. What a joke. J.K.
What
Dobbin,
is he basing that off of, though? Like, that, I wonder, where's that coming from?
Well, I think part of it is the virtual practices and all of that even leading into the game to make it an issue to where it dragged out to a last-minute decision, perhaps. I don't think there was a lot of context given, but certainly the NFL's protocols in determining which games plow ahead as normal versus which get pushed are curious as well, right? We talked about that.
I'll say in some regards, again, I think some of this stuff is strange, but let's be clear. I don't think it's a joke at all in terms of how they're trying to go about protecting these players and protecting staff. I think that it becomes a people thing first versus a playing thing. And, you know, when you're measuring and gauging how you're trying to continue the season, like we've seen, there's been, you know, reports that we've seen. I mean, Clemson was all in, they're in Tallahassee,
right?
Ready to play.
They had one positive
and went on back home.
Yep.
So I don't, when I sit there and I have a conspiracy theory for me, basing it off of looking at this Baltimore Ravens game and how they're trying to play it only, what, 3 days later? Right.
Well, so you're talking 3 days. Sure.
That's strange. But to say that the player safety protocols are a joke, I wouldn't call it a joke and use crying or funny weird emojis to describe it. They are trying their best to protect these teams as a whole from COVID while performing, and everybody signed off on doing it.
Well, and now, that's just it. Everybody had the option to opt out if they wanted to.
Yeah,
and what did you have? 69 players did. And you agreed to protocols, which have been changed in season based on information.
Because we know people are breaking protocols.
Correct.
Like, let's be clear here. You want to talk about what's a joke? Let's talk about what's a joke. What's a joke is thinking that you can actually get an entire National Football League to quarantine until the season is over. That's the biggest joke of it all. And you say to yourself, well, why is that a joke? Why would that be a joke? Because if you're telling me that these players, coaches, front office staff, whoever, people aren't doing their thing on their own time, all of them are quarantining themselves, staying away from people that could pass the virus on to them, staying away from family members, staying away from all these different entities that could lead to them getting COVID-19. If you think for 2 seconds that everyone is following these proper protocols to make sure that they can come into the facility, get tested and checked, and not test positive for COVID, there is where the joke lies, Mike Harmon.
Well, and that's what you and I have talked about all along, LeVar. I mean, for you and I as civilians now, see, I got to put that term on you, one of us.
I am a civilian.
Right,
now.
But you know, no matter how superhuman you may be, the reality is anything we've done outside of barricading ourselves in our homes since March, there's a degree of difficulty and a degree of assessment of risk involved therein, right? So trying to travel between cities, no matter how much effort you put in, there's that percentage. And then obviously we know going back to baseball and guys that decided they were going to go out for a dinner or whatever else, that you're going to have the same thing pop up. The fact that it hasn't done it more so with the number of players and staff members and coaching staff, training staff, really is a bit of a surprise at this point. They've had to shuffle a little bit, but not nearly to the degree that I would have anticipated. Of course, I guess by nature, being in sports talk radio, I'm a pessimist to a degree in human nature, LeVar.
Well, think about it, Mike. Think about this. You took a bunch of grown men and you took them to Florida and you put them in a bubble. Like, think about it.
Yep.
You put them, and even in there, cats had to get up out. They had to find that freedom. They had to take chances. I mean,
and the stories will come out eventually, right? We didn't get nearly. Everybody's like, look how well this went. I'm like, really? Did we not, or have we just not had the behind the scenes moments go public just yet?
I mean,
I can't imagine everybody was a choir boy playing ping pong every night.
Think about the Seattle Seahawk kid.
Yeah.
That tried to
training camp.
Like
sneaking someone
front door.
Through the front door wearing team issued equipment. That was beautiful.
Cats are not going to quarantine themselves. They are not going to be able to stay away from the things that keep them sane. Like, we are in a time right now, and I'm not even condemning them, right? I'm just saying, don't condemn the NFL for trying to have protocols to keep guys healthy and say that it's a joke, because, again, in the end, it's just people are trying to keep their sanity. They're trying to live a level of normality within their lives. There's so many different issues that people are dealing with mental health-wise. As we mentioned, Jay is addressing those things, and we're talking about those things. They need to be discussed. Because here's the biggest thing. It's not player health in terms of COVID that needs to be being addressed and talked about. It's mental health that needs to be being discussed. And talking and having those conversations about the mental health, you actually may run the chance of getting these guys to actually do what the protocols tell them to do. But if you're not having those conversations, you cannot expect grown men willing and able with finances that can support what they want to do to just sit around and do nothing, because playing football and quarantine are the two most important aspects of my life right now to be able to fulfill my obligations and my duties within my workplace. So I'm realistic.
Talking a lot about mental health. That was one of the focal points. Patty Fisher, All-American linebacker for the Northwestern Wildcats. That was a big part of his press availability today in terms of, you know, the protocols that they're following at the collegiate level. Pat Fitzgerald was on with Colin Cowherd and saying very much so they're checking in with guys on their mental health. Why? Because it's a very rigid schedule to follow.
I can guarantee you that's the reason why teams are winning or losing. Guaranteed. I can guarantee you, if you want to go to the root of a problem of teams losing, this isn't like a shot at Penn State or anything to that effect, but what I'm saying is, in terms of why teams have performed at such a high level and some of them are not, when you think about the mental health issues and the withdrawal of programs, and let's just use these two as an example because they're playing this weekend. When you talk about a Michigan or Penn State, and what are these guys seeing on a daily basis? What is the positive reinforcement? What is the security factor? What is the relevance factor? Right? Like, yeah. What are they experiencing? I could tell you, honestly speaking, from experience, if I did not have the campus life to feed off of, if I did not have 100,000+ to feed off of, that accountability, that energy, that just that feeling of family and just closeness. If I did not have those things and I had to deal with the things that are going on now for these guys, it would have a profound impact on me, and I'm not so sure it would be a positive one.
Sure.
Because what I'm used to. Now, granted, you could say, all right, well, what? That doesn't apply to Ohio State. They don't. I will say this. I don't know what these coaching staffs are doing, but if I could give all coaching staffs, including the pros, a bit of very, very impactful advice, it would be to address the emotions and the feelings of your players, because the mental duress and the mental anguish and the mental fatigue that goes into the lack of total mental health based upon what they're dealing with is probably the number, in my estimation, it's probably the number one issue that needs to be dealt with.
See, we're digging deep here. Fox Sports Radio, that's the voice of LeVar Arrington, three-time Pro Bowler, All-American linebacker at Penn State. I was trying to give it the big nicknames, but you know, you got to make sure you're broadcasting. You bring everybody in case, you know, maybe they don't know. And because if
they
you don't
thought
know,
I was Jason.
Now you
if
know.
If you thought I was Jason, then for 2 seconds, you was like, man, he turned into my hero all in one show.
Q show.
All in one show. And there has nothing to do with Jason and what he does. I'm just saying my voice is a little different than his.
A little deeper. You both like to freestyle. We'll have that battle.
I love that. I love that.
As Dyshirt's like, yes. Yes, they do. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we dive into the trouble in Tampa. Too many mouths to feed, play calling. Bruce Arians just keeps pointing towards the QB. We'll get into that coming to you from the Geico Studios. That's next. He's LeVar Arrington. I'm Mike Harmon, and this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
Mike Harmon alongside LeVar Arrington. Getting loose with you here on a Wednesday night. Happy Thanksgiving to all you out there. Be safe.
I'm not going to do it.
Be smart with those decisions. See, now you're bouncing, you're swaying.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It's Thanksgiving. Somewhere in the country, on the East Coast, y'all eating turkey while we on the radio, kicking it in your ear. I got my man Mike, and he's putting fear in your heart. Yeah.
I've been known to do that.
But that's okay.
Sometimes you got to, you know, fear in your heart.
Fear in the heart.
I mean, Chappelle said hate in your heart, but you can't watch those anymore.
Release your hate.
But he said you got to take that off because he's not getting paid because of some contract he signed.
Oh, man.
There you have
it. Release it. Y'all won't see my face?
Oh, no.
You won't see my face?
All right, now you're going deep dive into the skit. For those that are aware, maybe you smiled. Maybe you cringed. I'm not quite sure.
I hope you didn't cringe. It was too funny
to cringe. It's a funny skit. There's no
maybe
question.
Maybe you winced.
Well, but it's part we already talked about Carson Wentz. We can't do that anymore. No, but we've certainly had those, and you and I, we've done some role-playing in the studio over a conversation. Hey. Keep it clean, Tyshirt. At LeVar Arrington, at King of the Mammals on Instagram. You find me over at Swollen Dome. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've been having, an up-and-down run of it. 7-4, so still in a position for a playoff run. And you see the highs when you get a big play from a Mike Evans or the big downfield throw down the seams to Rob Gronkowski. Maybe even a little of explosiveness from the run game now and again. But Bruce Arians had to answer for some of the problems in the passing game.
We've had the guys open. We just missed them. There are times when coverage dictates, you go to that guy. So I think we can do a better job of utilizing the deep ball in our game plan more of or less of. So each and every week so different. But when they're there, we need to hit them. We can't have them going off our fingertips, and we can't overthrow them.
Says, other than the deep ball, I think Tom, is getting confused a few times with coverage that might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter of, on Sundays, hitting them. 0-for-22, the last 20-plus yard attempts from Tom Brady. We saw the interception on the pass intended for Cameron Brate the other night and the early exit. No handshakes. People get up in arms about that, LeVar, and certainly the sore loser tag goes to Tom Brady.
So what?
Shame cycle. That's what I kind of shrugged about.
I've been listening to people shred Tom Brady up. And I've been listening to all the harsh criticisms. I've been listening to the viewpoints of how we should be viewing this marriage or relationship between Arians and Tom Brady. It's interesting, right? Bruce Arians has been the coach for what? This is his second year, I believe. And the interesting thing about their record, like from 2017 and 18, they were 5-win teams.
Right.
So the last 2 years that we've watched this Tampa Bay team play, they were 5-11.
Yeah, then 7-9 with Jameis.
Then
last year.
Right. Then last year they go 7-9. Right. You go 7-9, but the two years prior to that, you go 5-11, and their record this year, right now, as it stands, is 7-4,
brother.
Okay. 7-4. You have already met. You have already reached the totals of wins of what you did a year ago. And we're talking about Tom Brady isn't a fit. We're talking about Tom Brady doesn't get it, or Tom Brady's a sore loser, or Tom Brady this, or Bruce Arians that. I think Bruce Arians has nailed it, and he hit it quite concisely. And I thought it was, you know, simple brilliance, which is, why are you guys expecting Tom Brady to not have the growing pains and to have the continuity issues that he's having? Why would you not expect that? Because he's won so many Super Bowls. So we have to skip process with greats and judge them based off of just pure expectation and accomplishment. But they don't have to deal with the process the way that everybody else does.
Yeah,
how does that work?
Right.
How does that work?
Well, because we're quick to point out the lack of a traditional offseason for virtually everybody but Tom Brady. And I've been called an apologist and much worse on this network.
But it's not about being an apologist, right?
Well,
it's not about being an apologist. It's about looking at the realities that exist. You did not have a real offseason with your coach, with your teammates. You did not have a real preseason with your coach, with your teammates. You did not have a real training camp with your coach, with your teammates, but yet you're expecting Tom Brady to be, at a perfect record?
Right, two losses to New Orleans, the loss to Chicago by a point, and the famous four fingers up, and then the throttling by the Rams.
It's just that the amount of scrutiny and the amount of attention that is being given to Tom Brady and to this Tampa Bay team sets them up to be in such a compromising way, in a compromising position, because everybody is looking to downplay or to diminish what the move of Tom Brady leaving New England to go to Tampa Bay and play. What that represents, if Tom Brady isn't undefeated, if Tom Brady doesn't win against New Orleans at least one of those times, if Tom Brady isn't missing passes, or if Tom Brady, God forbid, doesn't throw the ball downfield very well, these are all opportunities for people to take shots and criticisms at Tom Brady and what he brings to the table. But the last I checked, again, 5-11, 5-11, 7-9. But you have 7 wins right now with an entire season. You have an opportunity to not only improve what your record is, but they show no signs of being a team that doesn't have the capabilities of challenging for their division. Now, they need some help from New Orleans to do that, and I get that, but say New Orleans wins it. Do they put themselves in a wild card position to get into the playoffs? Well, more so this year than what we would say last year. I would say that. So I don't understand why people are – I don't know if it was the election. You know, I know there's been the whole jokes about, you know his supporting of, you know, who he supports and what that connection and that tie is. Maybe people want to hate Tom because of that. I don't really know. But to hate him based off of just purely looking at it from a football eye, I think that it's silly. I don't think that it makes very much sense. Tom needs to continue to learn. He needs to develop his confidence. They need to continue to build continuity. And those are the things that Coach Arians said. And those are the things that I think are most important and relevant to this conversation.
Well, I think
not
a couple
personal
of things,
feelings.
Right. I think a couple of things from the football side too, LeVar, though, is, you know, you go back to that, the success in New England. You ran a lot of motion, right? You had guys pre-snap movement, and then play action existed. They're not running a lot of play action here. And the stats for Brady are pretty staggering. They're about a 6% difference in his completion rate.
They're dealing
and his
with
yards
injuries
per
as well.
Attempt go up a ton. Yeah, that offensive
they're dealing
line.
With, they're dealing with injuries offensive line. They're dealing with injuries off and on with their receiving
receivers,
core.
Sure.
Tight ends have gotten injured. Like, they're dealing with a lot of moving parts. And when you look at the amount of talent that is assembled on that Tampa Bay team, you're not going to sit there and say the things that you did in New England you have to do in Tampa, because you were trying to figure out, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul in New England. You're trying to figure out how to win. You're trying to figure out how to have that success, because you're not bringing in the type of talent that you're seeing in Tampa Bay. So I don't know where the rubber meets the road on where we look at Tom Brady and we say Tom Brady should have the opportunity to do X or Y or Z. But I do know that to judge him where he is right now, with a winning record and second in his division, and to say he isn't a fit, or to say that, he's not the player that he was, or that there's issues because he threw up four fingers and maybe didn't know what the down was. And so him making a simple mistake, or him overthrowing balls, or, throwing the ball up, now all of a sudden we're going to judge him on a different meter, a different rating scale than what we're going to judge the rest of the quarterbacks in the National Football League. Like, come on, man.
That's the problem with being in that GOAT conversation. And going up next.
But he's the GOAT either way.
Yeah, coming up next, we're going to talk about a guy who wants to be the GOAT, and he thinks, well, the man's keeping him down. We'll talk about that in a moment.
The man.
Yeah, the man.
Oh, okay.
The man in the pinstripe shirt.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
LeVar Arrington in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the Geico Studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. The only question is whether you go to 1-800-947-AUTO or to geico.com. Just a matter of deciding which is easier. At King of the Mammals on Instagram for LeVar. I'm over there at Swollen Dome. Talking about greatness, we got through a little conversation on the evaluation, which we both think is grossly unfair, of Tom Brady there in Tampa. How about Los Angeles Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald? He's trying to vie to be a GOAT along the way. Right now he's third in the NFL with 9 sacks, 35 pressures. Well, the end of the day, I don't think I'm playing bad football. I feel like I'm disruptive. I'm still almost making plays, getting quarterbacks to get off the ball last minute, whatever the case may be. Guys around me make a play too, so it's nothing I'm mad about. But, in my opinion, they hold every play. Some blatant holds
they
in that
do.
Victory against Tampa that don't get called. Now, I bring to your attention is something you and I have talked about on our Fox Football Sunday show from 6 to 8 Pacific time here on Fox Sports Radio every Sunday morning, that holding calls at this point, LeVar, 54% of where they were a year ago. 660 last year at this time. This year, 357. And Aaron Donald, I got to imagine, there's probably a good chunk of that 46% that would be made up if they were called when he was breaking through the line.
Aaron Donald is held probably every single down. And he's probably held by more than one person. Almost. I ain't going to throw a percentage out on that because I wouldn't know.
Ready? Double teamed 223 times.
He's a special dude, and he is on that. He's on that Reggie White type of trajectory. He really is. I mean, he's doing such amazing things, and he's so undersized to be in the trenches doing the things that he's doing. But his adaptability, the things that he's been able to do in terms of just kind of changing the way we view the position, it's mind-boggling. Like, if you really truly understand how difficult it is to play, in the defensive front, the offensive front, to play there is just so violent, and it's so taxing on the body. And there's really – it's very limited in your ability to go places. Like, you have to go forward. And it's go now. And so when you watch a guy like Aaron Donald and the way he's able to maneuver and the way that he's able to leverage his way and knife his way and pry his way into offenses' backfields and do the things he's done and have as high a sack total as he has right now, I mean, he's on that level of becoming one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, he's fun to watch and see how many different maneuvers, to put it kindly, offensive line, running backs trying to chip him. It's a joke almost watching those poor guys try to do something there. When you were playing, how much did you bark at the officials?
Not often. I didn't bark at them often because I just knew, you know, I know that the game – is more in favor of the offense, for one. Like, I'll never understand how an offensive player can grab you by your face mask and throw you to the ground, but if you touch his, it's face mask. I'll never understand that. I'll never understand how a offensive lineman can actually hold you and not get the play call, but if a defensive lineman holds you the same exact way and another player runs in that lane and makes the play, they're going to call defensive holding.
Right.
So, I mean, I got all of my frustrations out in training camp when we met with the officials. I would ask them 100 questions just to irritate them.
Sure.
But during the games, it was go time for me because I'm not going to waste my time trying to alter something that is not going to be altered. It's there for a reason. It's set up for a reason. You know, I have no idea how I would have been able to play in today's NFL.
Tell you what, anything putting hands on a guy and downfield, and you know, the defense is at such a gross disadvantage. It's not even funny, which is why you play this jump ball stuff at this point, right? I might get a flag.
I was one of the most fined guys for hitting too hard when I played.
And that was when you could actually hit people.
And that was kind of.
Like, well, you were, know, in the transitional time. Let's put it that way.
It was
way.
Kind of. They were getting there. It was like, you know, I hit Brad Johnson so hard on a play. Like, I think I fractured his ribs in a preseason game. I hit him so hard. Clean hit. Super clean hit. And I get fined like $15,000 for the hit. And it was a clean hit. But I basically what they were sending me a message was I was hitting too hard.
Hey, did you at least get a tax write-off for that?
I think you do get a tax write-off.
All right, so small Pyrrhic victories.
You do as get a write-off.
Well, you got to find some silver lining.
I would have liked to have been able to choose where my money was going for those you know, those charities. I
There's
mean,
no
I'm
question
giving a
about
ton
that.
Of money to charities, so. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't – that's a whole nother conversation. But
well, I'm adding that to another subchapter in the book of LeVar.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you know,
let's write it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Let's game plan this. Let's figure this out. More on that. Well, it'll be available in bookstores, and you can get a nice 8x10 of LeVar's smiling face
we
coming back.
We just got to make sure we get Oprah on it.
Well, that's the bottom line. Got to get over.
We got to get over. You see what's going on with our show, man?
No, kidding.
We got to make sure that Oprah gets behind our book,
Yeah,
though.
No kidding. Don't forget also to tell him to pick up all those names he's dropping. He's LeVar Arrington. I'm Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. I love what he's doing. I love when you can drop names like that. There's no question. Coming up next, we've got some great audio about trolling. And we've got the play of the night, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, LeVar, in for Jason Smith here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We've got LeVar Arrington in for Jason Smith tonight. Appreciate you hanging out, my friend.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure when I get to hang out with y'all, man.
Fantastic conversations across a lot of things NFL-related. The good, the bad, the ugly, the COVID monster that took away our Thursday night football game. Yes, you can watch the dog show in its place tomorrow. We had Alex, Andre, and David Gascon helping us make it sound so pretty. Kevin and Nick on the sound. Thanks, guys. We do appreciate you, and we appreciate you all listening coast to coast here on Fox Sports Radio, the 400-plus affiliates nationwide. You know what it's time for, LeVar?
What's it time for?
It's time
for?
To get to the play of the night.
Okay.
Matt Mitchell faking the shot, backing in with that big Mitchell body underneath, find the baseline cutter, slam dunk to Mychik.
Baseline cutter!
Yeah, opening day of college buckets. San Diego State with a resounding 15-point victory over Mick Cronin's UCLA Bruins, 73-58, your final, and we are off in pacing. I know we've got a number of cancellations, postponements, and other things going on, but good to hear and see the rim rocking. And we had afternoon basketball as well, LeVar. Hey, do you know own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. So go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you can save. Geico.com, it's easy. San Diego State Radio as it flows. Now, LeVar, in social media, you ever feel compelled to block anybody?
Oh, I've done it quite a bit.
Well, you know, one of the most famous blocking families? The Cars, David and Derek, and well, someone, a reporter actually had the opportunity to raise his hand and say, hey, why do you block me?
Did you get blocked? You probably said something silly. Yeah, you probably said something crazy. I mute and block people all the time. And it didn't, you maybe didn't even say it about me. You maybe said it about one of my best friends, man. And so I'm sorry that it's come to this. If we want to go have lunch, we could have lunch, man, from 6 feet distance with masks on, all the protocols. You know I'm not trying to get in trouble in the city again, you know. So we can do that. But I block, man. Some of y'all probably got blocked on here too, but we're still friends, you know. I just don't want to read the negativity, man. I don't want someone to tweet it or come out. I don't want to see it, you know. So it's nothing personal, man. That's social media. I'm still me in person, you know.
What's it take to get Mutombo'd by a LeVar Arrington?
He said it very well. I couldn't have said it any better than what he said. You could have disrespected one of my homies. You could have disrespected me. You could have disrespected a family member. It doesn't matter. It don't take much. If it's negative, I'll block you. I'll block you quick, too.
See, I haven't gotten to that point. Maybe I just need to be more hot takery. I mean, or just become that much more unlikable. Not that I'm not already by a point, by a number of folks, but I haven't hit that point yet. I normally just kind of shrug because invariably people go back to the same things they'd say when we were in grade school. Hey, you know what? You're fat. And I'd say, no, I'm not. I'm just big boned.
Well, okay, Carmen. But here's the point.
See, now you're envisioning me with a little beanie on, standing at waiting on the bus.
Hey, Jerry, let's go.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I'm going home. Now, you know, for me, my mom more specifically used to always say, guard your mind.
It's a good line. I like that.
And I used to, you know, what does that mean? And as she told us, and as we grew and understood, if you can keep from entertaining some things that could be very toxic or bad on you, then you should do it. And so if you're on my page and you're toxic, you'll be off pretty quickly.
Keep the demons away.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right, tomorrow the Cowboys win their second straight, causing chaos.
Speaking of keep away.
In the NFC East. He's LeVar Arrington, King of the Mammals on
Happy
Instagram.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Find me over at Swollen Dome. You need fantasy advice in the morning. Peace and love. Our buddy Ben Maller coming up next here on Fox.